Your word is yea and amen. That we are not able to look into it or even divide it. But thanks be to God that even the Lamb of God is able to go in and divine that word and bring it out to us, and that word became life to each and every one of us. Is there anybody in this house today, Lord? In this place today, Lord, touch such a person that has not given their life to you. Let them yield to your spirit in the name of Jesus. To you be the glory, Lord, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I see some new faces. Later on, we welcome them. We're just trying to rush things. God bless you. I see my brother there who told me he's going to be bringing somebody to church. And I saw you came with that person. I see somebody at the back there. Everyone is welcome here in Jesus' name. Amen. We are all children of God. And we all believe in one thing. Love God and love one another. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Somebody quickly hum that song for me before I preach. It's a covenant keeping God. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. One more time, say. Covenant keeping God. There's no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Amen. The message today to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ is unchangeable. Covenant keeping God. Amen. Put your hands together. I say the message today to the glory of God is unchangeable covenant keeping God. Amen. If you believe your God is covenant keeping God, today I want to take us into a little dimension to make you a better Christian by knowing what we have through Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Covenant. To God be the glory for what he has done. I said here, covenant is a solemn and binding agreement or contract between two individuals or entities that is enforceable both by spiritual and temporal law when it is sealed, signed, and delivered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's quite a mouthful. Let me try to break it down one by one. Amen. I said again, if you didn't get a covenant is a solemn and binding agreement or contract. Solemn and binding agreement or contract between two individuals or entities or nations or people that is enforceable by both spiritual and temporal law when it is signed, sealed, and delivered. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're going to explain more as we go along. I want to quickly go to difference because this we have such a short time to get things done. I pray this is like what should be a teaching message. But we are going to preach it. And preaching doesn't give us time to really explain it in depth. So, but we are going to bring it out as much as God gives grace so that you can understand the power of covenant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And why Christians should apply it and take advantage of it. But many of us don't understand the power of covenant. Today, by God's grace, I hope that God will explain it or bring it out to us better. Amen. One thing I want you to take out from the first quote I have is that it's a binding agreement or contract. And also that it is enforceable both spiritually and temporally. Temporal law is like natural law and spiritual law is different. It is binding in the spirit realm and also in the carnal realm or the natural realm. Blessed be the name of the Lord. difference between promise and covenant. There is a difference between promise and covenant. A promise is, I made a promise to brother so and so. I have good intention to keep that promise. But he can depend on my integrity as an individual to keep that promise. Something happens and I couldn't keep that promise. Maybe I decided not to keep it. Maybe something happened, I couldn't fulfill that promise obligation I've made. He can't do nothing about it. All he can say is to go and complain to A and Z that Emmanuel said he's going to do this and he didn't do it. Maybe I don't have integrity. Maybe I couldn't bring it to pass. But covenant is an agreement. It is binding. If I make covenant with you and you with me, and I fail to keep that obligation, he can take me to court of law. He can say that this person made an agreement with me and he has failed in his obligation to keep his own side of the obligation. Each party in a covenant also has to bring something to the table. A promise, not both parties have to bring something to the table. But in a covenant, each person has to bring something to the table. That is what makes it a covenant. So promise and covenant is two different things altogether. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I say here, what gives efficacy to covenant is that the knowledge of your rights. Knowledge of your rights within its contents. Now, what gives power? What gives you the right to claim on the promise made or the covenant that is binding is when you know the content of what is written or what it contains. If you don't know what your rights are, you cannot claim it. I've had people in my line of work who say, I didn't know that I have this, and I've been paying for it for such a long time because they are not aware of their rights. Some of us are still paying for the insurance that is paid for us. And it is not right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today we are going to bring some clarity to these things. Amen. Let us quickly go as we go further down the line to Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 3. Please put it up in screen as soon as you can. We need to rush through this because we have so much to do. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham or Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land which I will shew thee. Go to number 2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I will bless them that do what? Can I hear somebody say it out? And I will bless them that will what? Bless thee. And curse them that does what? And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Genesis chapter 17, verse 7 to 8. Genesis chapter 17, verse 7 to 8. And he said, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and between thy seed after thee in their generations, for the everlasting word covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed thereafter, after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of the Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the covenant that God made with Abraham. We're coming to that. We've explained as much as possible the difference between promise and covenant. Now, and I said here, with the exception of God's mercy, the mercies of God, with the exception of the mercies of God, there may be no other force in God's kingdom that is stronger than the force of covenant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God's mercy is his own realm altogether. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. This is totally him. In that very room, above every other thing is the throne of mercy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every other thing falls under the mercy of the Most High God. But in my own understanding and researching, the only other thing, because I want to say on mercy that no matter what happens, no matter what is going on, when you call upon the mercies of God, he will never turn his back on you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because his mercies endure forever. One of my favorite scriptures, he said, new every morning is love. His compassion faileth not, and his love for us is renewed every day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God's mercy is renewed upon us every day. But for God's mercy, who will stand among us today? But for the mercies of God, no matter what you think yourself to be, none of us will be able to stand today but for the mercy of God. So it is on its own dimension completely. You cannot touch that. But the other force that is so compelling, that is so powerful, that nothing can touch it in my own opinion, is the power of covenant. I said here, and I quote it again, with the exception of God's mercy, there may be no other force in God's kingdom that is stronger than the force of covenant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is something we call in Igbo, I say Ibando. In every language, in everything, there is this name they gave it, a covenant between two people, between two entities, between nation and nation. It is such a strong thing that if you break it, the law of heaven will come against you, and even the natural law will come after you, because you have made a solemn and binding promise, a binding contract. And we're coming to this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, as the covenantor, is sure and certain. That one we know. And I'm going to give scriptures to that in case if you don't know. Please open Psalms 89, verse 34. Book of Psalms, chapter 89, verse 34. Psalms 89, 34. If you have it, say, my covenant will I not break. Amen. Nor alter the things that has gone out of my mouth. If it is a promise, God is able. God is faithful. He's not a man that he should lie. So we can depend on the promise of God. But for you to get the promise of God to work, there have to be something you have to do. Mostly obedience. This is true. And God say here, the same thing applies to covenant. We are coming to that. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth, says the Lord. Amen. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. Book of Numbers 23:19. God is not a man, amen, that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall not make it good? That's the difference between me and you. Many a times we really have good intention to make it good, to make promise good. But we couldn't. Just the day you wanted to go help somebody move their property from their house, and then you find out that your joint, you woke up in the morning and you couldn't move your joint. And you call brother so-and-so, sorry, I couldn't make it. My back is hurting me really bad. You didn't break the promise, it's just that you couldn't do it. But when God said it, it is as good as done. He said, has he spoken, and shall he not make it? Good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I said here, God as the covenantor is sure and certain. We, the covenantee or beneficiaries, are affected by many variables. Situation beyond our control. Intentional one can change us, but God's word is sure and certain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The potency of covenant. In the culture of ancient Mesopotamia, Babylonians, Grecian, medieval Roman Empire, even Babylonian kingdom, there is something they do in those days. I'm going to bring it out to show you in the Bible here. They go by covenant between kingdom and kingdom. The life of these people may depend on the covenant they make with their neighbors. They make a covenant and say, I will not come to you and fight with you against in a war. I will not come to you and fight against you. And the other one will say, I will not come to you. And they make a binding promise. The other one will say, if famine falls on my land, you will come to my help with 20,000, with so, such and such and such. And the other one will say, yeah, that's an agreement, a binding covenant. The other one may say, it may be a situation whereby they say, if war should come against my kingdom, then I will call on you and you will respond with such and such men to come to my rescue. And the other one will say the same thing. And they made this promise between themselves. It became a covenant. And to do this covenant in those days, there is a process that they go by. I say here, the culture of the ancient Babylonians, Mesopotamia, Egyptians, Grecian, and medieval Rome, regarding to covenants, rituals, contains about seven steps. These seven steps, I don't have time to break it one by one, but I'm going to show you parallel from the scriptures. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These seven steps may contain an invitation to come. We have a covenant to make. Of course, you have to accept it for it to start going forward. Then there is a covenant meal when the invitees have come. They come and share bread of harmony together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then there is a stage where they call the fearful oaths. That is an oath. They call upon their false god, the god of war, the god of thunder, the god of this. They call and say, okay, you are going to call upon this god that if you ever break this covenant, this evil shall happen upon you and upon your generation, upon your land, upon your children. And after they said it, the priest or the high priest of their false god will sanction it and say, so shall it be. And the other one will call upon their own god and say, you will vow to me based on the name of this god and this god and that god and that god, that if you break this covenant for any reason, if you do not fulfill your obligation, when I have done mine, that this and this shall happen to you. And they bind themselves with fearful oaths that they cannot break that covenant against one another. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The invitation we see is done also when God called Abraham. He called him out of his father's land. He called him out of, he wasn't a worshiper of God. He has a foreign god, the land of Ur, ancient Mesopotamia, Iraq, Iran, or those Syria area as of today. He called him out and said, come. There was an invitation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Abraham had to accept that invitation to put the process going. Amen? If you don't have Jesus Christ in you today, the invitation is sure and certain. Christ is calling on you to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As many as believe him, as many as will accept him, as many as will believe in him, that is an invitation. He has given it to you. There is no excuse for you not to be a partaker of this powerful covenant we are talking about. If your life is still estranged in sin, in unbelief, Jesus Christ is saying to you again today, come, blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm telling you, come and test and see that the Lord is good. Amen? God tried to deal with us according to the level of our understanding. You may wonder why God went through this process. I quickly want to tell you that things that happen in the realms of the natural already happens in the heavenlies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One time Moses was building that sanctuary, and said, make sure that you build it after the pattern for which you were shown, amen, in the heaven. Just build it according to what is already shown in the heavens. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of the natural law and order we see, God over the ages has put it in the mind of men where they sleep and stuff, that this is the way it is done. And some of us have perverted it, but most of this law and order, you see, there is a pattern in the spiritual that is almost parallel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God at times uses things me and you will understand. Me and you can relate to. In the land of Mesopotamia, in those ancient days, they have what they call blood covenant. And I want to interject here that anything that is done in the scriptures points to two mysteries that is to come. One of those mysteries, any pattern, any ritual, any statue or whatever that is put in there, if you look at it and you understand it, you say that it points to two major things, to the coming of the seed, which is Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And to the manifestation of the sons of God. So if you see that they do this like this, do this like that in the scriptures, if you understand professional or prophetic dimensions, and you understand how God works in numbers, how God works in different realms, you understand that those things only point to one or two integral things: the coming of that seed, Christ, the redemption of man, and also the perfection when we shall come to the fullness and the stature of Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Can somebody say hallelujah? Can somebody say hallelujah? So God issued an invitation to who? To Abraham. And he accepted the invitation. The next thing you see, they had a covenant meal. He came to him at a point in the scriptures. I'm not going to read all those scriptures. And they break a meal together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then God started to say things he's going to do. What did Abraham bring to the table? God needed a nation he can use as a timepiece to bring his blessing to the whole world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That said, through you, my blessing shall go into all the whole earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God needed a people he can use as a sign. He can use as a timepiece. He can use as a working process to be able to show forth his love and his goodness to sons of men. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But God also brought something to the table. He started to initiate these blessings that anybody who is your enemy will be my enemy. Amen? How good and wonderful is that? He always gives me a bolster when I know that the King of Kings is on my side. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? So when people point fingers at you and say, I will do this and do that, they can do nothing. They have to pass through God to be able to touch you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They have to go through that rock of ages to be able to touch you. They have to grind through. But when they do that, at a point, he said to Paul, why do you kick against the brick? You can imagine me going on that solid rock and be kicking my feet and trying to knock it down with my feet. That is like fighting against the Lord. So you that is afraid of what man can do, or what voodoo, or whatever incantation, or whatever, you should not even think about it. They have to go through God, the blood of Jesus, to be able to touch you. So it is null and void. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Then, there is a fearful oath, and then the one I want to bring to us, which is the one that is shown in the scripture also, the work of death. Let us open Genesis chapter 15, verse 17. Here is how they do it in the ancient customs, medieval times. They will bring a lamb, a goat, a heifer, a bull, or whatever animal they have agreed to, and they will divide it right into two in the middle. Let's read Genesis chapter 15, verse 17. They will divide this animal into two and put one on the left and one on the right. And the covenanters, we walk in the middle of this animal. And as they are walking, they are making an intonation saying, if ever I break this covenant, if ever I break it, let it be unto me like this animal that is quartered and divided. Let my blood seep unto the ground. They will bring fearful oaths upon themselves. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, wanting to show Abraham the potency and the efficacy of his promise, used things he will understand. And he said, and it came to pass, after he has told Abraham, go get this animal, go get that animal, go get this one, and take it and divide, also showing all that Christ is to come to fulfill the perfect covenant later on. He divided into two. torn apart. And he walked. God cannot walk with man. Abraham has nothing in him that can make him walk with God. The covenanter himself, Jesus Christ, we know his word is sure and certain. Abraham can fail, and he did fail on many occasions. But he trusted God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. But God had to walk through that sacrificial animal lamb in the middle and say, and it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and what? A burning lamb. That is, you see, in the mountain of Horeb, pillar of fire and so on, and that he passed between those pieces of the animal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Giving you the third scripture I want to bring to you, that God, the covenant-keeping God, have sworn by his name. Amen? And he said, blessing, I will bless you. That if anybody come against you, they have to come through him. That if they curse you, he did all this promise. And that you are a possessor. You have dominion. And so on. And he showed Abraham according to the age he was living in. And walked through that sin and swore. Say, if I fail in my promises. If I recant from my promises. If you fulfill your own part of the deal. And I, the Lord, let me be like this animal. And it will never happen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because he is God Almighty. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. If God will go to this extent to prove to Abraham and to me and you the efficacy of his word, why are we not taking advantages of these things? Let's quickly go here to under the new covenant, Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Quickly, please. Matthew 26, 28. I said here that if the blood of bulls and goats can see such a fearful oath and surety of promises, how much then is the potency in the blood of the Son of God, wherein he became a mediator of better covenant, established upon better promises. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The power of covenant is that you can take God to task if you fulfill your own part. Now, through the scriptures, as I'm going to point out later on in a short while, people who have stood and claimed this power of covenant that is made to Abraham, that is made to Moses, to Isaac and to Jacob in their generations, and turned the heart of God. Now, if we know the power of covenant, and you have a direct covenant with God through Christ Jesus, which the qualifying factor, first and foremost, is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But to walk also in obedience to his word. Amen? Then, you can invoke this power anytime with God. You can call upon God at any point in time. Let's quickly read that scripture before we move on. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6. Everybody. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6. Have we read them? Sorry. We didn't read Matthew chapter 26, 28. Just put it back. Let's read it just for reference purposes. Matthew 26 verse 28. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Under the new covenant. Amen. Matthew chapter 26 verse 28. Please put it on pretty fast. Is somebody there or nobody there? Matthew 26, 28. I will read it for us if you don't have it up or you're having problem with that. It says here in Matthew 28, verse 26. Okay, we have it on the screen. For this is the blood, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the remissions of sins. King James actually said the blood of the new covenant. Blessed be the name of the Lord, which is shed for the remission of sins. Now, let's go quickly to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. Hebrews 8, 6. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But now had he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established under better promises. This is when Christ, who was a shadow of all this thing that was done under Abraham, God foreshadows things. He shows the thing that was to come as a shadow, and then he brings it to perfection at the time appointed. Under this new ministry, he said, there was better promises for me and you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What are the better promises? Glory be to God. There are many. Among them are blessings, as he said, I will bless you. Your enemy, he says, I will become your enemy. Those are promises. He will fight your battle, says the Lord. The right to peace is also part of that new covenant. The path to peace and the right to mercy of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The right to be prospered according to the word of God. Answer to prayers. Amen. Redemption to through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Under which, I want to bring out that because I've seen some women. Their children became disobedient. I've raised some and I've witnessed one woman in that regard. Their children don't want anything to do with the Lord. The family are Christian family, but they become vagabonds and destructive and become a pain in the heart of their children. Then the mother learned the power of the covenant with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that covenant, I said that whatever you love, whatever that is yours shall not be lost to the Lord in Jesus' name. And she stood upon that covenant. Some women, may be their husband that has gone astray. Some men, it may be their wife that has gone astray. These are things you love. These are things that pertains to you. These are things that God wants you to have peace, to have fulfillment. But the enemy has come in and taken it away, and they are going south and they are going north. In the same family, there's just demonic possessed husband or wife or children that will not walk in the fear of the Lord. Under the power of the covenant, if you stand with God and say that this is what you have promised, blessed be the name of the Lord. This is what you have, a covenant I made with you, that nothing that me and my children shall be for signs and for wonders to this generation. And you call God to bear and take him to the court of heaven, which is only God and God alone, and say, remember your promises. Remember your word. Remember what you have said, and you hold God to it. God will give you a miracle in Jesus' mighty name. If it is peace that you are lacking in your life, the enemy has come and intervened, maybe by health, maybe by one thing or the other, and there is no peace. Remember the covenant you have with God. Call on God and remind him the covenant keeping God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Claiming your covenant rights are conditional to obedience. In Genesis chapter 26 verse 5, we are not going to read it. It said, Abraham obeyed my voice. Amen. Abraham did what? Obeyed my voice. Part of the reason why we don't get things from God is that we are not fulfilling our own obligation, but we want to cash in on the promise or the covenant we have with God. I explained that in ancient times, the people called curse upon themselves. That if I do not fulfill my own part, let this and this happen. And many a times we find the opposite happening in our life. Instead of blessing, we see curse manifesting. Instead of possessing, we become possessed. Instead of having dominion, we will be dominated. Instead of having the joy and the peace that God granted us under Christ Jesus, we find ourselves under depression, under bitterness, under anger, and all this work of the enemy. Because we made a covenant with God. But we are not careful to obey the voice of the Lord. We take our covenant for granted, but God has proved to us the seriousness of how he takes covenant by showing us that walking even the work of death on our behalf. So we need to take our commitment or the side of our own side, serious with God. But if every other thing fails, To God be the glory, we still have the mercies of God. Amen? For his mercy faileth not. Amen? Isaac, Jacob, the prophets, King David, Moses, and many of those who understand the power of the covenant claimed it. At one point or the other, asking God to perform the mercy promise to our fathers and for him to remember his holy covenant. Let's stand on our feet, everybody. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put on Exodus chapter 32, verse 13 to 14. Exodus chapter 32, verse 32 to chapter 32, verse 13 to 14, please. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 32:13. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servant, to whom thou swearest by thy own self, and sayest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that is I have spoken, I will give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. Go to 14. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. What are we talking here? People that remembered. I don't have time to go through. We're going to break bread and do other stuff today. David, the prophets, each one of them, when they find themselves in a situation they need to extract themselves, and it looks like God is no more on their side, they call upon one thing and one thing. Say, remember the covenant you have made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what did he say here? I said, and the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people, because they invoked the power of the covenant. This is a situation whereby Israel, God wanted to destroy them. He is tired, he is done, he is just not taking it anymore. And he told Moses, I'm going to destroy them and make a new nation out of you. And Moses, having pleaded, he said, remember, blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember the mercy you promised unto Abraham, your servant. And God repented of the evil. Today, as we stand, the strength and efficacy of God's covenant with us is unquestionable. Having sealed with his own blood this covenant, your covenant right can help you operate in the spiritual world and receive results in the natural realm. Christians who understand their covenant rights get things done and prayers answered quicker. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Understanding your covenant right can transport you to the realm of dominion. That is where you dominate. You dominate everything, the powers of the enemy, the work of the enemy, his antics and plans. You'll be able to dominate under the power of the covenant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Admonition at midnight hours of life, when disaster seems to loom, heaven's face is like brass, God's back seems to be turned, and the enemy is poised to make an end. Invoke the power of the covenant we have through Christ by faith in him. Amen. Then the Almighty, unchangeable, covenant-keeping God will bring the might and resources of heaven to bear on your behalf, and cases will be settled in your favor in Jesus' name. Covenant-keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Hallelujah. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, oh yes, there. We will take all the prayers requests together at this hour. Keep singing that song, everybody, please. Covenant keeping God. I want our children who will be going back to school to please step forward. Every child here who will be going back to school, please come forward. Some of them are starting school this week. Hallelujah, covenant keeping. Oh, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, Jesus, there is no one. Hallelujah, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Amen. Dabere, can you come over here? That's my niece. I want to introduce her to some of you. Doesn't know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. She's visiting us from London, where England, where she's in school. Her sister Udo was here last year, and there are now two siblings there in school over there, Dab, Berry, and Ebube. And Udo, by God's grace, will be joining them next year to do her doctorate degree. And I want also, as we pray, for you guys to pray for her and pray for all these children, that wherever they are, wherever they find themselves, that God will protect and put his shield over them in Jesus' name. A lot of crazy things going on in the world, and so on and so forth, but it shall not be their portion in the name of Jesus. I want the pastors who are in the house to please step forward. Pastor Yato, Pastor Peter, please come forward. We're going to cover these children and pray for them. As they go back to school, that the name of the Lord will go with them. I better go and sit down. I just wanted to introduce her. She'll be going back this Wednesday back to England, where she's in school. Her sisters are there for the summer. And I want God to watch over her and the siblings in Jesus' name. And I want to thank God for my sister. There's only two of us, myself and her. But God has been good to us. His mercy endureth forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To God be the glory. After we pray for the children, we are going to call Sister Lillian to bring the new baby. If she's around. Is she already here? No? Are you going back to school too? I see some. Okay. Not only children. If you're an adult going back to school, please come on and we pray with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to give Pastor Yato the phone to the microphone to pray.
Praise the Lord. Let all the children that we're praying for, let's just stand up and move forward a little bit so we can see who you are. Just step forward about 3, 4, 5 steps, please. And all the other people step behind them. I want everybody out here in front that are part of this prayer. Praise the Lord. Move forward so other people can get behind you. Please move forward a little bit. There's still some people coming. Thank you. Move forward, please. Thank you. Everybody there, praise the Lord. We thank God for the strength that God has put in the younger generation. And the Bible says, blessed is the man that has his quiver full of them, because they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Amen. Now, lift up your hands, all of you who are here. And we're going to ask the Lord to bless your hands. Come on, lift them up. Lift up those hands. Are you young people there? Lift up your hands. Come on. You don't know how to lift your hands? Lift your hands up, folks. Everybody, all these young ones. I'm going to ask the Lord to bless your hands in school. And we're going to ask him to protect you as well. Lord, look at all these hands that are lifted up before you today. Bless every hand that is here. Let whatever these young ones lay their hands on, let it prosper in Jesus' name. And the older people that are with them as well, that are returning to school or standing for somebody else for whatever reason, bless them also in Jesus' mighty name. Now, the Lord preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor even the moon by night. You will not be afraid of the terror by night or the destruction that wastes at noonday, or any pestilence or any other thing, even the arrow that fly by day, that's like bullets and so forth. It shall not come near you, because the Lord shall be your shield. In all the places of his dominion, wherever you will go, whether you are in grade school, middle school, high school, college, or even postgraduate, God will be with you. in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will be a shield around you. He will be your rock and he will be your defense. Only remember the Lord your God and stand for the truth at all times. Don't be like the rest of the world. There's really nothing there. You know, the Bible says, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But all of you children, as you go back to school, remember all the things that you have been taught in the name of the Lord. And carry that torch and shine the light wherever you are. In every corner, everywhere you are, let the light of God shine through you. Father, we commit them into your hands for your protection. And we know that you are able to keep whatsoever is committed into your hands. There are sicknesses and diseases that are in the air. It shall not come upon them in Jesus. The Bible says, I will protect you and will not put upon you any of these diseases that are upon the Egyptians. So let it be for our children in the mighty name of Jesus. When they drive, some of them will drive. Father, protect them in Jesus' name. When they are driven, some of them will be on the bus or this and that or, you know, by their parents. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are, no matter what is going on, let the angel of the Lord be around them at all times in the mighty name of Jesus. We give the Lord the praise and the glory. And Lord, give you good success. Good success in all your studies in the name of Jesus. To make you the head only and not the tail. You will be above only and not beneath in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God will cause you to shine forth in Jesus' mighty name. So that others may see and give glory to our God that is in heaven. We thank you, Lord, on their behalf. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Hallelujah. Covenant. Sister Lillian, please, Ken, if you can bring your people. Thank you. Alpha and Omega, Jesus, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, Jesus, there is no one like you. Hallelujah. Covenant keep. Please go and bring the breaking of bread. We should get ready everything. Hallelujah. Alpha and Omega, Jesus, there is no one like you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We prayed and God answered prayer. We have somebody new in the house. Put your hands together, everybody. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. As is our custom, we always bless the child at the first time they came in here. And they will stay in the house of the Lord forever. You want to say something quickly to the church? Rosemary
can say on your behalf. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Our God is a good God. Our God is merciful, ever faithful. We want to thank God for the gift of life. We want to thank God for his goodness upon my sister, upon my new nephew. God has been faithful. You know, even her being here, it was by the grace of God. For the baby coming was another testimony on its own. But some of you know the story, some of you don't. But in everything, I give God all the glory for making it possible for him to be here. Everything went smoothly. For her delivery, God was awesome. He showed up. I remember when we had checked into the hospital, I texted Pastor because usually when he's aware of what's going on, I'm usually at ease. So I texted him that morning. It was around like 5 o'clock. And we said, Pastor, keep us in your prayers because we're in the hospital. The baby's going to be here. And I thank God because we could feel the prayers. A lot of people were like, oh, first baby is going to take a while. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. We didn't go for any coaching classes. Neither did the Hebrew women go for coaching classes. But I know that with God, everything, he was going to fulfill his promise. He would make it good. He said even in that childbirth, he will bring us through. And he was with her. Through the pushing, through the labor, everything went smoothly. And we felt the prayers of the children of God. So I want to thank you on behalf of my family for your prayers, for your love, for your support, all the gifts, all the calls. Just, you know, the fact that we have a family home here. We're very truly grateful to God. So Jaden has been a source of joy to the family. The children are just, they've been like babying him all through this last 2 weeks. They've been little uncles, and they've been a source of joy. We thank God for her life. We thank God for her husband, and we thank God for Jaden. We truly give God all the praises. So we're praying and committing them that even from this time forth, that he will continue to grow in the presence and in the grace of the Lord. The knowledge of the Lord will be with him. Even the provision, the means of sustenance, the Lord will grant to his parents. And once again, we want to thank God for all, you know, for all of you guys. We want to thank God for Jaden. We want to thank God for Lillian. And truly, we're very grateful to the Most High for his goodness and for all his benefits. So praise the Lord.
Let's all of us stand up. I will ask him to pray and bless this the mother and the kid. And for the first time in the house.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the living God. Amen. I just want to thank God for this occasion, this ceremony, this baby being in here with us. You know, I'm a little emotional because Lillian is, I don't know how to explain her, but when I went to marry Rosemary, I remember Lillian was very small. She was real, maybe Lincoln was even older than her by far. She was maybe 8-9 years old at most. And to see her just develop over the years and turn to a woman and see her now even interacting with her own son is just something that just gladdens my heart. And I see myself even, you know, while she was pregnant at work, my staff would ask me, did you have your baby yet? I said, not yet. So I will share that with them. So, but Jaden has just been a blessing. I see myself again bonding with him. Even though he's not going to be here, he's going to be going back to Nigeria to be with his parents. But we just thank the church. Thank you for all your gifts. Thank you for all your support, all your prayers. It's just, I've always said that this GMI is a special ministry for the Opara families. I think I've boasted that if it's just Rosemary and I left in this ministry, we'll be the last two standing. We really believe in this ministry. We really believe what we do here. Because of the type of family support we get here, is just something I want to thank everybody from the bottom of our heart and say thank you, and God keep blessing you and keep prospering you all and bless and replenishing all what you give and to bless me and my family. I just want to say thank you. In the name of Jesus, I just want to invoke God's blessings on this young man, Jaden. God, before he was even here, you already knew what he's going to be. You're going to be a source of blessing, a source of happiness. You're going to bring joy to his family. His parents are going to be united and be with you, Lord. You're going to give them the knowledge, Lord, that are going to impact the fear of God in this young man. This young man is going to grow in your ways, Lord. He will not deviate in your ways, Lord. He's going to grow and accomplish great things, Lord. You're going to keep him healthy. You're going to keep him strong. There's nothing that's going to come near this young man. Lord, you're going to make the provisions for the parents to be able to provide everything that this young man is going to use to grow. You're going to continue to strengthen the parents, continue to bless them, that they're going to continue to grow in your wisdom, that Jaden is going to be a source of joy and pride to this family and to the entire nation, Lord. Lord, you called him Jaden already. We know what it means. He's a child of God. This is his first day in your house, Lord. He's going to always dwell in your house, Lord. God, we commit everything about this young man in your hand, Lord, that you continue to, even as he starts doing all the things kids do, that you're going to protect him. There'll be no accidents or anything that will befall him. There's no sickness that will come near him. You continue to give him that joyful spirit we're seeing already in him, Lord, that he continue to be with you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you, dear. God bless you. Thank you, Bro Ken. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, I think we're going to break the bread. I'm rushing everything as much as I can. We stayed so long last week in church. Who are the people? Come, let's bless it. And then this is our concentration week. We do this in remembrance of what God has done. Amen. He said, if you have anything in you that will stop you from eating it, just confess it and tell God to forgive your sins. You should not eat this with any seed of bitterness in you or unforgiveness. You eat it with purity of heart in remembrance of his body that was torn apart for myself and for everybody that is here. And the scripture says, by his stripes we are healed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So come on, guys, we bless this in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless everybody that will partake of this bread. May it be unto them eternal life, a renewal and regeneration of the body from every work of the enemy. We disannul them in the name of Jesus. As we eat healthiness, we eat divine healing, we eat blessings upon us in Jesus' precious name. Amen.